All right. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. I'm Jamie Young, and on this World Ventures special edition of Drive Time University Overdrive, we have got an absolute treat for you. From the other side of the world, as I'm doing this interview from Dallas, he's actually chiming in from Malaysia. And it's absolutely amazing how as our company grows and we're in 25 countries, we're seeing success not just in the United States where we started, but literally every country that we've opened up to share the World Ventures vision and story. And what's so amazing about the gentleman that you're going to get a chance to hear from and learn from is that he's no stranger to success. He was in the insurance industry for over 30 years, the top of his industry. And shortly afterwards, he went into semi-retirement for more than 10 years, where he became a world-class speaker and trainer, going all around Asia and other countries as well. He literally traveled over 100 different countries, so he's very experienced and traveled the world before he had even heard of World Ventures. I hear he's actually a professional magician as well. Our director of training, Mark Aceta, has had a chance to spend some time with him and specifically said, this gentleman is one of the most amazing people that you'll ever meet. And so I am just so excited to get a chance to hear from him, hear about his successes, some of the struggles that he's had, and how he hit the top rank in our company, international marketing director, in one of the fastest times that anybody has ever done it. And what's so unique about him and what I really appreciate about the conversations that we've had is that although he's done this in a very short period of time, he credits it to the years and years of experience that led him to the point to where he was the moment that he got started in World Ventures. And it was taking that experience and applying it to this vehicle that helped him achieve the success so quickly. So it's almost like, looking at his success, you're only seeing the tree, but his roots of knowledge go extremely deep into the ground. And so I am so excited that we get a chance to spend some time with IMD, International Marketing Director. He lives in Malaysia now. I forgot to mention, of all the people, I don't think I've ever met someone like this. He's actually has been knighted. He is a sir. And so today we're talking to Sir Erwin A.C. Ng. And so, Erwin, thank you so much for taking the time to dial in. It's 9 a.m. in Dallas, and it's 11 p.m. in Malaysia. And just to get us started here, let's tell the people who are listening, just to let them know a little bit more about your background.
Yeah, thank you. My background, as I say, I was an insurance agent, an insurance manager, and after for 30 over years, and I have pension from insurance for last more than 10 years. And during these 10 years, I doing a lot of training throughout whole Asia, and I give a lot of training to insurance industry as well as business, any business. And this is my background.
And Erwin, when you got started, or how did you hear about World Ventures, a successful guy like yourself?
Yes. One of my friends, someone recruit him, sponsor him to join World Venture. And he have any good new thing, he would like to ask my opinion. And he have bring this friend to see me. And when his friend see me, he talk about World Venture. Well, all this while, I and my wife like to travel. We go through the whole world. I visited more than 100 countries. So I love very much to travel, go vacation. And this is a fantastic. It's a vacation club. So when I heard about it, I think it's good for me. And beginning when I joined in, actually I want to go for vacation. I'm not intending to do any sales or join anything. Just want to join as a customer, as a club member. But when I join in, I'm thinking if this is no good, just 360 I can put aside. And the guy told me, it's okay. When you join in, you just refer four, you pay no more. I think that is cool. It's a good idea. So for that, two things I will do. First thing, I ask for vacation, the nearest vacation I can join. And straight away, I join one vacation, a dream trip to Ho Samui. At the same time, I talk to my friend. Some of my friends interested, I refer six of them to join in. And then later on, what's going on? These six friends, they also want to get four pay no more. So they keep on invite people to see me, make appointment with me, ask me to, explain to their friend. So I keep on doing this thing, and they keep on bringing people to me. So people become more and more and more. And password, luckily I have a meeting room in my house. My meeting room and my multi-purpose room can put in about 200 over people. So later on, almost fill up every day. So they bring a lot of people to me. Then that is how I started this business. Yep.
Wow. Okay, that's cool. So there's a couple things that you said that I want to restate for people, because I think it's pretty profound. It's really interesting because as we do these interviews with the top people in our company, you kind of all do the same thing. And so a couple key things that I want to point out that you said, I really want to make sure the listeners captured this, is that first, when you got started, you didn't care about the business. You just wanted to travel. And but one thing that appealed to you was the idea of our program of get four, pay no more. Now, if you're a brand new person listening and you're not familiar with our compensation plan, what that means is that when you refer four customers, four Dream Trips customers over any period of time, once you have four active customers, the company will waive your monthly fees as a thank you as long as those four customers remain active. And so, Erwin, so you get your four, and actually you got six, you actually earned some additional income on top of that with those overrides. And then you said that those people wanted to do what you did because you just naturally led by example, and so they would bring people to your house for you to show them, and it just started to grow and grow and grow. Is that right?
Yes, that's it.
Now, in Malaysia and Singapore, because I know they're right next to each other, do you guys call those events travel parties like we do in the United States?
Yeah, my time, there not so much of this party. Are you talking about the meeting, explanation?
Yes.
Yeah, we call it COP, Career Opportunity Program. Yeah, we did do this kind of program to let these people, our rep, to bring people to listen to our talk. Yes, right.
And are you doing a live presentation or are you using a DVD?
All my presentation is live.
Okay,
almost
wonderful.
100% is live, yes.
Great. So, now, did you have any previous experience in network marketing before World Ventures?
No. I have experience in training people and life insurance, not in MLM, network marketing, not at all.
Well, that's good. I think that's a good distinction that you just made there, because You're absolutely right. What's interesting is this business and how to grow it. It's not necessarily whether you have experience in network marketing per se, but it's the experience with people and working with people that is so important. It's that leadership and those qualities. And thankfully, we have some of the most amazing training to help people who don't have that kind of background succeed. Now, Erwin, how important has the training been to the success of your business with Mark Aceta and the other trainers?
Can you repeat again?
Yeah. In our World Ventures, we have a lot of World Ventures trainings. We've got our regional trainings, which are the one-day events on the local level. Again, if you're brand new, you definitely want to get to one of our regional training events as soon as possible to get the core basics, nuts and bolts on how to do the business. And then we have weekend events that are usually typically Saturdays and Sundays where we fly in some of the top people in the company and have a big, big event to go even through more leadership skills and really to help people experience the culture. So what I'm obviously you know that, Erwin, but what I was asking is, how important has the events been to the success of your business?
Yes, I think that is very important because first thing, our company have this training department, especially our training director, Ma Aceta. I just attended his first wheel in Asia, host in Bangkok, Pattaya. And personally, I'm quite a good trainer. But I attend this view. I think it's fantastic. It's very, very good. And I think Mark Aceta, he deserves everything. And he's very committed. And he really know what he is doing. And he makes it such a simple, and it can go into everybody's heart. And I think I like to say is, this company, World Venture, as what I see, is fantastic because company do the training part. And with the kind of training, I think very important part is the momentum. The momentum for our rep is very important, and they have to come from big, something like company. We can't do it. And we have such a good trainer, because such a good program. And I think this time when my group come back from Wheel, all these people, they start to fly. Fly never in the past. They are so motivated. And in the past, we do attend the boot camp, the RTE in Singapore. My people, after that, they come back from the training, definitely there will be very big difference. Very big difference from those people being attend. So I think this, I will say, have to let all our people to attend this kind of training. And coming 2014 January on the 12th, we have very lucky have another RPE in Malaysia. And this time our speaker is Matt Morris. Is one of our guru. That is fantastic. So I would like to say, company events, they really help us a lot. And especially Mark Aceta is fantastic. Thank you.
So I want to simplify this because it's the simple things in this business that you're doing that's making you so successful. So let me get this straight. You're a world-renowned trainer. You know how to communicate with people. Yet at the same time, you let World Ventures events train your people.
Yes.
All right.
I think... So, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
You are talking about, I personally, I'm a trainer, and yet I encourage my people to attend the company training. Is that what you mean?
Yes. So would you say just your advice, your opinion, that maybe if somebody doesn't have the level of experience that you do in training people, that it's even more important for them to get to a training themselves and to get their team to the training, because you mentioned that it's the trainings that motivate your people to go out and succeed and build the business, and that's what gives them the belief that they need to go do the things that they need to do and the skills that they need to actually succeed here. So even though you're an amazing trainer and you've trained in all these different countries, you know, yes, you're there to support your team, but you're always plugging people into the training to let the training system move your group along for you.
Yes. I think this business is totally different from life insurance or from any business. And this business, I don't care what are you doing, when you come in, you have to learn. You have to put yourself empty and learn from beginning. And I think our company, all the trainer, all the speaker is our own people, all the successful people. And I think our people, when they attend this kind of meeting, training is very important. No doubt I personally is a good trainer, good motivator. But talking about this business, I'm zero. I still had to learn from beginning. Many things I had to catch up. And I like to add something on. This business, after 1 over year I've joined in, and I have taken 7 months and 3 days to become IMD. After all this about, I like to share something important. First thing is, when I did it 7 months and 3 days, very fast, but I had prepared for last 20 to 30 years of my foundation. So I think that is very important. And the other thing is, this business is about duplicating. When I become IMD, I have recruited 13 of them. And how good am I? How clever am I? How much I can recruit? I don't think can make it IMD in 7 months. The secret is, when you bring in people in, we have to train them. We have to make a system, a simple system. Let everybody follow the same. And we have to duplicate the simple thing to our people. Especially when I say, most of my COP, career opportunity program, is life, is personally. But most of them is not speak by me, not trained by me. It's my people. That means I train all my SR and above to become speaker. So I spend a lot of time on the trainer. So when they're good, they can train people. Only this business can be fast. So that is the one very important thing I like to share with everybody. Thank you.
It's pretty profound, Erwin. You said some things I want to make sure people caught there. And, you know, you have had some incredible success. And as we've talked about and you just restated, which I think is, we can't say enough, it's how it was the previous experience that you had with working with people that allowed you to start from day one with zero left and zero right and get to the top of the company in such a short period of time, international marketing director. And what's remarkable that you did that by personally enrolling 13 people. I do think it's important for the person listening, if you're the brand new person, these results are not typical. You know, Erwin brought a lot of experience to the table. We don't know what it's going to be for you. Most people that hit international marketing director or even a lower rank of director have recruited significantly more reps to help get more memberships and Dream Trips customers to get them to those ranks. But the thing, the key to focus on here is it's not how many people you need to get started. It's really about finding the right ones. And when you're finding the right ones, it's then important to get those people trained and let them rise up for leadership. And so, Erwin, I just want to acknowledge you for having the wisdom and the foresight to learn when it's important to move out of the way to allow those people to grow and become leaders themselves.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
So it must have been a lot of work to get to the top of the company in such a short period of time. What was some of the, you know, you mentioned that you had to learn things. You had to start from zero, from scratch, and you had to be teachable and coachable. What are some of the things that you had to learn, maybe some challenges that you you faced in this journey?
Well, when I beginning, I know one thing. We have to focus. I have to focus, and I learn one thing. We have to sponsor people. We have to fit 80% of our efforts on productivity. That is the good people. And be very frank about the compensation, about the company, the rule and regulations. All these things, I need to take time to learn, because most of my time I spend on recruit people. And then what is the thing I have to learn is the complaint, is the company philosophy. And I like to say something. I can dig it so fast to become IMD. One of the very important factors is because World Venture, this company, because of this company and also our product and our idea, that is fantastic. So after some time when I do a research on all these things, I think it's a very good opportunity for we Asian. And Asia have only Singapore, Hong Kong, and Malaysia just started. And the whole Asia still empty. So it's a very good opportunity for Asia. And especially World Venture, this company, our two bosses, they really have do the thing so perfect. And they're very trusted company. Because I work with AIG, an American company, for the last 38 years. That's why I know. And I think this company is different from other American companies. So they are so humble, they are so down to earth, they are so nice, so serious. And then I think this is very important, play very important part. So I feel so proud to associate with this company. Seriously. And many times I take this company as my company. I told my people, unless and this, you can take this company as your company. Do everything just like do it for yourself. Then you can be very fast. Then you know what to do. Thank you.
So what you're saying is that what's so important is that people take ownership.
Yeah,
they treat this like this is their business. This isn't some hobby. This isn't something. Don't get me wrong here. You know, you're listening to this. You just got started in World Ventures. You just want to make a few hundred bucks a month. You know that. Yeah, that's going to require some effort. But to get to the amount of the rank advancement that Erwin has, the highest rank in the company, that's going to be treating this not like a hobby. That's definitely going to be treating this like a business and taking that ownership in your business. So I'm really glad that you brought that up. And you've said so many good points as we've been talking already. I forgot about one of the most important points that I wanted you to expand upon, and that is right after you got started, even before you started seeing a lot of success in World Ventures, you wanted to experience our product. And so you looked for a dream trip, and you picked a dream trip. Now, you've traveled to over 100 countries, you know, without World Ventures. So, and Dream Trips. So with World Ventures and Dream Trips, how is the experience different, and why do you think it's so special?
Yes. For this company, for the Dream Trip, I think important thing is not much people have the opportunity to travel with your whole group of friends. In World Venture, you are not travel yourself, you are not travel with only your family. You are travel with whole group of your buddy, whole group of your good friend. So that is something very different. And then when we travel together, when we go together with good friend, I think that is really life. That is really different. What we say, fun, freedom, fulfillment, that is really fulfilled, can do the this part. That's what I mean.
That's a pretty good point. You know, it's one thing to find a deal out there, but the deal is specifically usually to just you. And, you know, we do have special programs with our product, like our Dream Price Promise, which simply states that if you find the same dream trip or less within 7 days of booking it, they'll actually refund you and send you on that vacation free of charge. So we have a lot to make our members feel very confident about making a purchasing decision with us and becoming a member and going on the trips. But way more important than the money is that this is an environment that allows people to travel with the friends and family that they want to travel with, so that when they are experiencing these amazing places around the world, you know, they're not sitting there alone. They've got friends with them. And then when for the friends that aren't with them, they're there with their "You Should Be Here" sign. Talk to me a little bit about the "You Should Be Here" sign and how that's played into just the fun that you guys have as you're building your team and going on vacation. People love it over there as well?
Yes, they love "You Should Be Here" because when we go together, we saw the blue sign, "You Should Be Here," then people can identify that is World Venture, that is we. And when we take the photo, especially we like to take photo, and all our photo must be "You Should Be Here." And when we face in the Facebook, Twitter, or whatever place, we very enjoy it. I think that is identified we World Ventures. I think that is important. And in our site, we don't emphasize on so much on our travel is cheap, our air ticket is lower price, our hotel is better price. We don't touch on that at all.
Wow, so you guys don't focus on, you know, here's a discounted trip or anything like that. You're really focusing on the experience and the lifestyle that somebody can create by becoming a part of us, by joining as a customer or a representative. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
That's great. That's wonderful. Now, I know the people that are listening to us right now, you know, these are, you know, although they may own the product of Dream Trips, they're representatives. And, you know, they want to know, how do I succeed? You know, how do I make money? So, you know, tell the person listening, they're brand new, they just got started. If you were working with them directly, what would you do or have them do to get started very quickly, because you mentioned that momentum is important? What would you have them do to create some momentum right away if you're working with them directly and this is day one?
Yes, when these people join in, step number one, make sure between 72 hours, we help them to get one what we call sponsor. Because when they join in between 72 hours, the momentum very high. They're more serious with this business. So we have to go all out to help them to get one. So this is the first step. And we do our best to encourage them to dig the six between 4 weeks. Because when you get the six between 4 weeks, we will get extra 250. So this, I think, is good for them. And then we encourage everybody do the same thing. Get six when you come in. After getting 6 following month, every month get one new one. Every month cannot stop. So another way means after a year, something like you have 17 left. 17. So that is what we encourage and how we work with our people when start beginning. Yeah, that's it.
Wow, you know, you mentioned earlier that simplicity and doing this simple is one of the most powerful things that you can do. And you just laid out a very simple yet very powerful plan for someone to get started. In your first 72 hours, get one customer.
Yes.
Then in the next 4 weeks, get 5 more for a total of 6.
Yes.
So that now you start receiving a variety of our bonuses. And I know they vary a little bit in the different countries, so I'm not going to go into the specific dollar amounts of those. But essentially, it's going to put you in a good position. And then what's most important, now that you've created some momentum, you've gotten out of the gate, consistency is important. And so focus on at least getting one more enrollment every single month thereafter, I guess, indefinitely as you're part of World Ventures.
Yes, that's right.
And what is the, you know, after seeing thousands upon thousands of people get started in your organization, what are some of the challenges that you see that people have and maybe why they don't put in the time or the effort? You know, are there some pitfalls? I guess that's what I'm trying to say. What are some pitfalls that you see where you meet some really good people that could do well with World Ventures, but they let something get in the way? You know, what are some of those things? And how, with your experience, could you help them maybe prepare them for those obstacles and give them some encouragement to overcome them?
Yeah, many times it's because they cool down. We have to, I think very important thing is I will let them know what is your objective, what is your goal. So our group, when they're beginning, when they come in, we emphasize many on IMD, IMD. And we mentioned about what is the life and IMD. So it changes our whole life, it changes our whole entire family. So IMD is the objective we're going to get. And we're going to talk about, is it possible to achieve IMD? How can you achieve IMD? So we'll go through again one more time with them. So many times, because of the beginning, the training, we talk about IMD. They are very clear about IMD. And we break down to even very detailed about IMD, what you're going to earn, what you're going to face, what you're going to enjoy. So easy for us to remind them back again. And many times, this one do help, quite help a lot. Yeah.
I love how you say some things in a way that that are so simple. And I wouldn't have, it's funny because I wouldn't have thought of saying it that way, but, you know, I asked a pretty complex question, and I love your very first answer. You said, well, people cool off. And it made me think of my breakfast this morning as I'm running around getting ready for this interview, and I'm distracted preparing, and my breakfast cools off, and now I don't want to eat it as badly. And so what you guys have done is you have created a culture to where you're casting vision. You're letting people see what is out there. And, you know, you have to separate yourself to achieve that greater success, but you're casting that vision of what's possible. And, you know, like we stated before, you know, these results are not typical. But what we're hearing right now is not that everyone's going to achieve these things if they, you know, everyone who joins World Ventures. But if you want to achieve that high level, these are the things that you need to focus on. You need to be hot, and you need to focus on what is your end goal. What do you want to get out of this? And so within your team, you guys focus on a lot of the benefits of the highest rank in the company. I'm sure there were many more benefits on your way to getting to that high rank as well. But now that you're international marketing director, highest rank in the company, let me pause for a second and take a step back. You mentioned something else I wanted to clarify. When you get to certain ranks within our compensation plan, starting at senior rep with a minimum of 30 customers on the left team and 30 customers on the right team, as long as those are active customers every month that that's correct and you continue to requalify, you'll now earn a percentage of the monthly fees that people are paying in a form of a monthly residual commission check. And so that's what Erwin was referring to there. But Erwin, tell us a little bit about your lifestyle. How has World Ventures changed your lifestyle? What have you been able to do?
Yeah, right now, one hand, I go with my wife, go for traveling. And the other hand, I'm very happy because since I joined World Venture, I have built up such a big group of people. I have almost 20,000 of people under my whole entire group. So what I'm trying to say is I like to train people. In the past, I trained for other people. Now I train my own people. And these people, because we have given them opportunity, we have given them hope, they are so nice, they are so thankful to us. And I go throughout the whole Asia, I go to Singapore, I go to Hong Kong, back to Malaysia, I give so many training to them, so many COP, so many speeches to them. So I would like to say this is part of my life. I think it changed my life. I'm really happy on that. And the other hand is, I have the opportunity to go throughout the whole world with my wife. And my wife's hobby is traveling also. So in the past, sometimes we have some excuses. We delay our trip. Now we cannot delay. It's because of our travel daughter, we have a cap. After a year, if you don't use, it will burn away. So it's pretty good. That means they encourage us to go and enjoy, to travel more. So my life has changed a lot. And my wife, we are very, very close now. Because you have to travel with your wife, so your relationship will be better. And you see, we have attended the R&D trip. An R&D trip, compulsory, you have to go with your wife on it. So I think this is something very good to bring the company, to bring the family back together, and then they will be very happy. So I like to say, not only me, my lifestyle has changed. I see most of my people, the family, they are really harmony. The family, they are really happy. So I think this is a thing money cannot buy. I see people happy. I think we are more happy. That is something priceless. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I hope one day that our co-founders get a chance to hear what you just said. And I will personally send this recording to them so that they get a chance to hear that, because I think it's just so remarkable, and I was just, you know, getting goosebumps thinking about this here, is that what they've created was a way for people to become closer together. You are living proof of that. And although the company started in the United States, we're in 25 countries. And there's one thing that rings true in all of the 25 countries that we're open in and the ones that we'll continue to open in, is that it's people that get started in World Ventures. And we all want the same things. It doesn't matter what country you were born into. We all want the same things. And it's to be around people that matter. it's to have those experiences with the people that we love. And it's just so cool to hear, you know, how you're from a completely different country on the other side of the world are having the same experiences that this company was founded upon. And it's just remarkable. So it brings a smile to my face because you're smiling as well. And you and your wife have taken some of the most amazing photos, which in the States we've used for some of our tools. And so thank you for that. Thank you for having the experiences to take the photos, share them, and inspire new people to get started and travel the world as well. So just amazing. Erwin, I can't thank you enough for your time. Before we wrap up here, is there anything that you would like to share with the listeners right now?
Yes, the last thing I'd like to say is our objective, our goal is IMD. Because IMD, it will change our life. It can fulfill everything for our family. So seeing that is our objective, we don't allow anybody to stop us. We don't allow any single thing to stop us. They don't earn the right to stop us unless we accept it. So tell ourselves, no if, no but, straight to IMD only. No IMD, I will never return. So go straight to IMD. No, nothing can stop you. Don't allow anything to stop you. That is the last thing I want to say. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Erwin. So everybody, you've just heard from a man who's got vast experience around the world. He's had a lot of success prior to World Ventures. He's trained people all around the world. This is a gentleman that knows people. He got started in World Ventures because he wanted to travel. He fell into the business and hit the highest rank in our company faster than virtually anybody. Here's a guy who fell in love with World Ventures. He fell in love with the culture, the people. After hitting the highest rank in the company, he didn't stop. It gives him more fuel, more passion to keep going, to see the people in his team, to see the people outside of his team succeed with World Ventures. As we're talking together and as you've been listening, we're on different parts of the country. And our accents are different. And there are other people in World Ventures that don't even speak English. But there's one thing that's true, is that at the heart, at the center, at the core, we really are all the same. And the message that I kept hearing, you know, him share over and over again, and I hope that you did too, is that this is possible if you put in the time and the energy, but you've got to focus. You've got to stay on the line, focus on those simple things, and just take it day by day by day. Stay consistent. Never take your eye off the prize. And Mr. Sir Erwin, I am so honored that we got a chance to spend some time together. I can't wait to get a chance to meet you in person. And for those that are listening, regardless of what country you're in, if you're at one of our events, especially our international events, and you can meet Sir Erwin, go find him. Shake his hand. Take a picture with him. I'm sure he would absolutely love it. As you can tell, he's just a delightful gentleman. And his wife is amazing as well. And so thank you all. And this is Jamie Young signing off.